St Paul's Cathedral is reserved for funerals of the great and the good, generally people who unite Britain. But Britain is polarised over plans to hold a service here next week for Margaret Thatcher. She asked not to have a state funeral, but the ceremonial event with full military honours is one step below it. Despite her wishes, some are petitioning for her to have the full honours as were given here to Winston Churchill. This requires a motion vote in Parliament, and the coffin is laid in state before the procession.
Proceedings for Margaret Thatcher's funeral will begin here at the Palace of Westminster. The night before, her coffin will rest at the ornate chapel of St Mary under Croft, one level below the debating chamber that she knew so well.
The actual rate of level of income tax has been reduced.
We'll put up taxes, all right.
On the day of the funeral, with flags at half-mast, the coffin will leave here for the RAF Church of St Clement Danes. Here it will be transferred to a gun carriage drawn by the King's Troop Royal Artillery to be taken to St Paul's Cathedral.
The procession will pass just metres from this tucked-away church of Temple, where Clement Attlee, the former Labour Prime Minister and founder of the NHS, had his service. And some say that Margaret Thatcher's send-off should be no grander.
Well, I don't mind whether it's a modest local church or whether it's a cathedral. That's up to the family. I think they should have the option, and other prime ministers should have the option. But I do think it's wrong for any politician, now or in the future, for taxpayers' money to be spent on their funeral.
The cost, estimated at £8 million, is yet to be confirmed. And while it may evoke memories of Diana, the Princess of Wales's funeral, a route lined with military personnel and the public, is there the same affection for Margaret Thatcher? And is the population happy to foot the bill?
I think it would be apt for her to have a military funeral.
Yeah, she's a part of Britain, a part of the history, and it's a big deal. It should be recognised, really. So.
She didn't want one. Why should she have one?
No.
Why not?
I thought she destroyed the country. I really do. I don't think she did anything for normal people.
Should she have a big send-off?
Of course.
Why?
Because she's very important in history.
The televised service at St Paul's will be a royal occasion, attended by the Queen and other dignitaries.
It'll be a big event. She was a great Prime Minister. She was Prime Minister for 11 years and was totally transformational for the country. And I think there's a huge amount of people who will want to, not just in Britain, but around the world, who will want to pay their respects to her.
But some have already ruled themselves out.
I wouldn't go, because it would be hypocritical. I was opposed to everything. I've been trying to think anything she did I agreed with, but in the last 24 hours, I can't come up with anything.
While it will have the feel of a state funeral, there's an irony that this cathedral in recent years has also become the symbol of anti-capitalist protest. Divisive in life, why would her funeral be any different? Jason Farrell, Sky News.